this could be BBC scream and noise kind of thing.
Yeah, just remember that.
I've just given everyone the idea of sending that as a voice note, by the way. Please don't do that.
087 9 180 180.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Cork's Patrick Horgan on their All-Ireland final with Clare, Richie Hogan on what went wrong for Kilkenny, and Mickey Hart says farewell to Derry. But first, Cork got their All-Ireland final press night done and dusted last night, just 25 hours after the final whistle blew in Croke Park following their win over Limerick. The Rebels now turn their full attention to Sunday week's clash with Clare, a repeat of the 2013 decider that the Banner won after a replay. Patrick Horgan played in those games. The Glenovers man is now part of the 700 points club following his 5-point haul on Sunday. He spoke to Off the Ball at last night's press event.
You know the challenge that's coming, you know the hunger that's in Clare and with Brian Lowe, and just as much as there is in Cork, you know the challenge, and as you said, you went toe-to-toe with them and just barely lost out the last time. It's going to be the same challenge and more this time around, but does it help having played them, or is this a whole new ball game and you just focus on what you got to do?
It's a different game. There'll never be the two games the same. It's going to be different to anything we've ever played before against them. Different to the game we played here against them. And we'll just see on the day who's ready for it, I suppose.
Off the pitch, you're an incredibly patient man. I've seen you after matches, staying on the pitch, signing, I don't know how many hurleys and slitters and everything else and shirts. You're adored by the Cork public, both young and old. How difficult coming into an All-Ireland final is that for you, or do you just go and embrace it?
It's not hard at all. I suppose they'll be long enough, like, where people won't want Jets to sign the hurley or something.
I doubt that, Patrick.
It will happen. It always does happen. And it's exciting for me. I love doing it. I love playing. I love, like, seeing, you know, kids running on the field, filling up, and it's just exciting. And that's what this team has brought to, I suppose, Cork. There's been nights or days where the people coming onto the pitch has just been, like, that'll be shown for a long, long time, and it's great to be involved in that.
Speaking of kids on the pitch, your own son running onto the pitch after that match in Croke Park, lovely moment and the crowd acknowledging him. What did he make of it all?
He's been on the pitch more than me. He's making a habit of it now, and then he woke up this morning and he didn't even remember. All he can remember was being on the Lewis. But it's great, and it's something I like look back on, and obviously years to come, and they're the kind of things, they're the kind of memories that players like Decky's the same with his kid. They're things you'll hang on to forever, and it's great to see.
Ahead of the decider, Off the Ball are hosting an All-Ireland hurling final preview live at the Borgosh Energy Theatre in Dublin on Friday, July 19th. 100% of the ticket proceeds are going to Focus Ireland. To get tickets, visit offtheball.com/events. Meanwhile, 7-time All-Ireland winner with the Cats and 2014 Hurler of the Year Richie Hogan has been looking at where it went wrong for Kilkenny against Clare last Saturday.
They couldn't get their hands on the ball with just brilliant defending, tenacious tackling, and our matchups were so good. Like David Blanchfield, we all know how good Peter Duggan is for Clare and how important he is, because Clare don't seem to have a short puck out option, and Blanchfield catches a couple of balls over his head, catches one, plays a little 1-2, runs up the field and sticks it over the bar. Mikey Carey was incredible in that first half. And you're just thinking, like, we're just assuming that it'll continue. Now, I know I heard Derek's interview afterwards, and he's right. He said if you don't take your chances when you're on top, then you only have yourself to blame. And I get that. But still, I couldn't. Now, being at the game, I thought Clare kind of only took over with about 15 or 16 minutes to go. But in reality, when I watched it back, they were well on top for the whole second half. Probably didn't really come into their own until near the end. And I mentioned about great teams having an ability to survive. I felt that we were doing that really, really well for the first 10 or 15 minutes when Clare were having their spell. Unfortunately, we didn't turn it around. And Jamesy mentioned it, no score for the last no score for the last 15 minutes, nearly 20 minutes including injury time.
Yeah,
you know,
not much ball sticking up top either.
Nothing.
Was the ball in good enough, or what was the issue there? Do you feel like not to give Clare defenders some credit either? Of course.
We absolutely lost our shape, and that can happen. That can happen towards the end of a game when there's a little bit of desperation about it, and I think there was a sense maybe with we were 4 points up with about 15 minutes to go, and it felt like we were trying to see out the game and just do it quite professionally, and sometimes like that the focus turns to you nearly accept that they're going to have the ball, and the focus turns to getting in a hook, getting in a block and chasing after your man, whereas in reality we still needed to play, we still needed to get the ball over the bar, we still needed to open them up, we still needed to go at them rather than just contain them.
Derry are on the hunt for a new manager following the departure of Mickey Hart. The former Tyrone manager has stepped down after just 1 year in charge after losing to Kerry in the All-Ireland quarter-final. The Oakleaf County also lost to Donegal, Galway and Armagh. Here's how the Newsround team reacted to the news on last night's Off the Ball.
I don't know if the reports are out there. I'm sure they will be in due course. To what extent Hart felt that didn't go well, I take responsibility, I haven't quite connected with this team, I'm going to go away of my own volition, versus Mickey, we'd really like you to step aside.
I haven't either, but my guess would be that...
The latter?
Yeah, but without it having to be said.
Okay.
You kind of get the impression that you don't have the support. Like, I mean, don't forget how shocked we were when Mickey Hart took over Derry in the first place. It wasn't because he left Loud. It was because Tyrone and Derry, not natural bedfellows, you know, and it doesn't have to go terribly wrong for it not to work, and for it to you know, you would think somebody else might have got another shot, but you know that this is Derry were seriously growing, coming team. They obviously did well, won the league and everything like that, but that's not going to count for much when you have what was ultimately, other than the Mayo game, which they won on penalties, was a draw really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was an awful season. Mm-hmm. You know, if you think about it, Loud came as close to an All Ireland semi final as Derry did this year. I'd say they were as in that Donegal game as Derry were the Kerry game come the end.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to get this... Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.